As more and more evidence comes out about this shooting, this attempted assassination of President Trump, it's very clear that this came from the highest levels of the Biden administration. No doubt this was the order of Alejandro Mayorkas of DHS, who is a traitor against America and who probably realizes that he's going to be prosecuted. He's one of many officials under Biden who has committed direct treason. He has funded and coordinated the ongoing invasion of America by not just millions of illegal aliens, but enemy combatants from other nations, some of which have been designated terrorist nations, that are being brought into the United States through the invasion camps that Mayorkas visited, funded, and coordinated, such as the San Vicente camp in Panama or Lajas Blancas camp, other camps, again, funded in part by the United States of America. Alejandro Mayorkas oversaw that because he believed, and he's actually a high IQ but very evil person, he believed that if they could bring in enough illegals into America, that they could rig this 2024 election. That's been their plan all along. And they're still going to try to do that, by the way. So Mayorkas and other officials, they know they're going to be prosecuted if Trump gets into the White House. Thus, they have the motivation and they have the means and they created the opportunity to assassinate Donald J. Trump. It's just that by a miracle or the hand of God, they missed. But the evidence continues to show this was an inside job, that the U.S. Secret Service was in on this, that Kimberly Cheadle, the director of the United States Secret Service, needs to be criminally investigated, potentially prosecuted for her role in this, and that there were teams on the ground, most likely directed by Secret Service. They were directed to allow this shooter to scale that roof, you know, climb up the ladder, get on the roof, crawl up, put his rifle up there, and potentially take a shot, multiple shots, at Donald J. Trump. But now what's emerging, of course, is that he may not have been the actual shooter, that there may have been assassination teams run by the Secret Service, maybe, or impersonating Secret Service or impersonating police in the building, in the very same building on which the shooter, the so-called shooter Crooks, was crawling, but inside the building, an actual counter-sniper team that took the shots. That's the scenario that's emerging as the most likely explanation for the events that we have seen unfold. And remember, Secret Service had this shooter in their sights for nearly 30 minutes. It's being publicly reported now that they were watching him for 26 minutes, reporting on his movements, no doubt making sure he's on track. They saw him take out a rangefinder and actually scan the field and take a range. They saw him get a backpack. They saw him grab a rifle. They saw him scale the building. They saw him on the roof. And somehow, they were never ordered to take the shot to take out this obvious and clear threat, this obvious assassin. They were ordered to stand down. They were ordered to stand down. That is the smoking gun evidence right there. This is not just incompetence. This is not oversight. This is deliberate. And it means that Mayorkas and the Biden administration have literally started a shooting war in America. They tried to carry out a coup against President Trump and the American people. They tried to pull a JFK assassination on Donald J. Trump. And they had planned for America to be in an uproar, in a revolt right now with President Trump already shot and dead. And no doubt they planned to roll out all kinds of false flag operations, you know, truck bombs or whatever, to blame it on Trump supporters, blame it on their anger. They had the narrative perfectly engineered. They had the Patriot Front group out there protesting. Just, what was it, 10 days ago or something like that, setting the stage. They had the media ready to go. They've got the country, the radical left, all amped up with hatred so that they would celebrate the assassination of Trump. They've got every narrative ready to go, and they've got more MK Ultra suicide shooters ready to go also. And they timed it perfectly. You notice that Trump was supposed to be sentenced on July 11th, but they delayed the sentencing so that he could be out giving a speech. They also timed this so that there would be chaos at the Republican National Convention, the RNC, right? So that that would be thrust into chaos. The party would be panicked to try to pick a new candidate. And then the globalists could try to slide somebody in there, you know, like Nikki Haley or somebody that they could control. And even if the Republicans won, then it would be somebody that the globalists control. That was their plan all along. They had planned to destroy MAGA, to take out the MAGA movement with one bullet. And they failed. And you may recall, by the way, over the last several months, what have I predicted? What have I predicted? I've said that they would try to carry out false flag type of events, and yet because of their incompetence, they would fail or they would be caught. And in this case, it looks like both of those things are happening. They failed, and increasingly they're getting caught because the evidence is coming out. Once Trump gets into office, assuming that takes place, there will be, you can count on it, there will be a thorough investigation and potentially criminal prosecutions of all the people involved in this. There will be a reckoning for these people. And that's why you will see Biden administration officials fleeing the country before Trump is inaugurated. They will leave the country. They will permanently relocate outside the United States because they know they will be prosecuted. Now, the important thing for you and I to recognize here, I mean, number one, we want to call for peace. That is, we don't want any harm to come to Joe Biden. I don't want to see anybody engage in any kind of, you know, vengeance type of activities or vigilante activities. This is a time to roll your cameras, to keep your eyes peeled, to take a defensive posture, and to make sure that there is no violence initiated in this country. We don't want to see any violence. What we want to see is a clear path to Election Day. But the radical left, they will want violence. And the Biden regime, given that they already failed here with this attempt, they will roll out more. There will be more. What will come next? Something bigger. This, look, Trump surviving this shot, this assassination attempt, this is just one of many challenges that he will face. But I believe that he will persevere. I believe that God is with us. And I believe that we will make it to Election Day, despite the efforts of the Biden regime to try to take out America and to try to stop elections, to try to stop the process of democracy that they falsely claim to be defending. They're not defending it at all. They don't believe in democracy. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe in tyranny. They believe in killing their political opponents and jailing as many as they can as well. And remember that if they didn't get what they wanted now, they will try again with something that's bigger and more dangerous. So as I have warned before, now you need to watch out for area effect weapons, such as bombs. Bombs actually put in place by the administration, where they will, of course, blame whoever is convenient. You already see a narrative being rolled out right now where they're saying, you know, warning, it looks like Iran may be involved in assassination attempts. Well, that's just them covering their tracks. That's just them pointing overseas and saying, it wasn't us, it was these guys, it was Iran. Or, you know, it's Russia or whatever. No, this is the deep state. This is a deep state operation. That's very clear at this point. But by blaming Iran, they can have a cover story. And they're going to push that cover story. And that will provide them cover to attempt larger and larger events. And so Trump's team needs to be incredibly cautious at this point. They need to be widening their view to look beyond the shooter scenario, probably a shooter will not be attempted again. At least not one that would get that close, you know, because the Trump team is going to be looking out for that. So they'll try something different. They'll try, like I said, a bomb, or they'll try a radiological weapon or a chemical weapon, like a drone that releases a nerve gas agent, something on that order. And then, you know, if that fails, well, then they'll blame Iran or they'll blame Russia, you know. But this is DHS running this. This is your own government running a war against America. And they're not going to stop until they are forced to be stopped by being thrown out of office. So I want to encourage everybody listening to this right now, go to your local voting precinct, go to your local Republican Party office, ask how you can volunteer. What can you do to be a voting monitor? What can you do? Do you have legal skills? Can you volunteer at a phone bank? You know, there are a number of things that you can do. And right now, it's time for each of us to stand up here, volunteer some time and some expertise in order to help save America from this deep state cabal of treasonous criminals who are at war with this republic. So step up. Step up and be prepared to volunteer, be prepared to vote on election day, and to encourage others to vote with you. And God bless America. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, brighteon.com, where you are safe to upload any and all videos of any kind of suspicious events or suspicious people or documenting any false flag attempts. Upload it all to brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. God bless America. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves. And we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.